You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and around the world on the Civic Media app, this is the Dom Salvia Show. And now, here's your host, Dom Salvia.
And welcome to the Dom Salvia Show. Happy Friday to us all. We made it, folks. Got JSPS working hard on the boards. See you folks lining up on the text line and the phones at 855-752-4842, 855-75-Civic. We're going to continue on with our conversations. You've got to throw a couple of things out there as well. If you're looking for something to do today, go check out Bernie Sanders coming to Kenosha, UW Parkside, 6:30. The Fighting Oligarchy, where we go from here with Bernie Sanders in Kenosha. Mm-hmm. Check it out. Listen to Bernie. He's consistent and he is smart. And if he's making the effort, man, you can make the effort.
Absolutely. Details in the show notes.
Excellent. Thank you, Jess. Mm-hmm. Congressman Mark Polkin will be joining him there as well. It's a Friday night fight. Go check it out. Hear from the man himself. He's been saying it, but I think we need to keep on continuing it, shouting it from the rooftops, folks. Yeah, we're getting ruled by the oligarch, our billionaire overlords. You know, mm-hmm. When you put it like that, it doesn't sound great, does it?
Doesn't sound great as oligarchs either.
It's just a weird word. I like billionaire overlords. Right, Tom? 855-752-4842. All right, we're going to get back on. We're going to continue on this conversation, but we got in the same vein. We got to throw this one out there as well. It's been a Derek Van Orden week, hasn't it? We've talked about Drunky Van Orden for a few times this week.
He was complaining about that VA worker wasting precious government time.
I'm going to report him to
Elon Musk. Get you fired.
He's already fired.
He was already fired. I was reaching out to try to get some help.
Yeah, because Van Orden sits on that committee, right?
Right.
Veterans. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, sure. Why would you think a guy like that would help you? Just because he's a fellow vet? So the judgment of this man, well, we know what that is. He has to yell at young kids specifically and likes to party a lot, which is not terrible, but damn, dude. 855-752-4842. Okay, so a little bit of the reporting from the New Republic, if I may get it pulled up here very briefly. This was from a couple of days ago. Republican congressman compares town hall protesters to Nazis.
Oh, boy.
But wait, what?
Ooh. Mark from Sussex, how you like that one?
Yeah, everything's a Nazi. What's up with this Van Orden calling everyone Nazis and communists?
It's getting real old.
It's getting totally old, man. Come on. The new Republic reporting. Once again, Republicans are asking the American public to forego the evidence of their eyes and their ears. Republican lawmakers were met with fire and fury over the weekend as their constituents hounded them for failing to intervene in a budget resolution that will result in billions of cuts to Medicaid, as well as refusing to speak out against Elon Musk's unchecked dissolution of federal agencies and with it, thousands of federal jobs and popular social programs. But at least one Republican has decided the best option is to threaten criminal charges for Americans who dare to dissent against Donald Trump's agenda. Mm-hmm. I would say using their First Amendment rights.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking with a conservative radio show on Friday, Wisconsin Representative Derek Van Orden likened his constituents to Nazis, claiming that only communists and fascists would protest their lawmakers. I mean, how dare you? Are you kidding me, man? I mean, what were you doing during the Tea Party protest, man? We have some sound of this?
Yeah.
All right. Let's hear. Jess did the hard work cutting up the sound and having to listen to it more than we have to. But you got to hear it because this is your Congressman Western Wisconsin. Well done. Don't forget, this guy was also at the January 6th insurrection. Mm-hmm. I'll just play cut number one, please, Jess.
People have to understand, I'm a little history buff, and all people associated with the communist movement and the national socialism movement
that's Nazis
used to get their way politically is they would do stuff like this, and they were called agitators.
It'd be like January 6th.
This is a time-tested, proven method for very far left and very far right groups to get their way. And when I say very far right, I mean actual national socialists. So here's what I told everybody. We've been getting harassing calls. I just got more death threats last week, me personally. If anybody's coming to any of these meetings that we have and they act in an unlawful manner by harassing people, or if they're being disruptive, refusing to leave a venue, we will have them arrested and charged with a Class B misdemeanor. I'm not going to put up with these agitators showing disrespect and acting in an unlawful manner to their fellow Wisconsinites or my staff, period.
F-A-F-O.
Well, listen, we're not doing it. Republicans are too nice.
Dude, you were literally at the Capitol on January 6th.
Republicans are too nice.
You were beating the cops. Oh, you were being very disrespectful. Your folks, your buddies that you were there with, man, people got charged. People got charged. They went to jail. And your guy, Donald Trump, pardoned them.
After saying, we're going to go case by case.
I mean, come on, man. So that was Derek Van Orden. As the New Republic reports, fact checked, it was notoriously unsafe to speak out against the government in Soviet Russia as well in Nazi Germany. Under the Nazi regime, Germany shuttered anti-Nazi newspapers, controlled what media appeared in newspapers and on the radio, banned books that the Third Reich determined were un-German, and by 1934 had made it officially illegal to criticize the Nazi government. Freedom of speech, yeah. The right to protest, on the other hand, have been cornerstones of American democracy since the country was founded. Class B misdemeanor, we heard that. They conclude here, Van Orden's outlandish comments preceded instructions by the chairman of the National Republican Congressional Committee, the NRCC, who on Tuesday directed party members, the Republican Party members, to stop holding in-person town halls to avoid the backlash. Yeah, you know, stop testing for COVID, too.
That makes the numbers go down.
Yeah, it makes the numbers go down. House Speaker Mike Johnson endorsed the order later on Tuesday, washing his hands of lawmakers' upset constituents by watering them down as, quote-unquote, professional protesters. And meanwhile, Donald Trump explicitly threatened to violate the Constitution on Tuesday, pledging to prosecute protesters and withhold federal funds from universities or schools if attendees choose to express their First Amendment rights. So death threats bad. Don't do that, people. I mean,
right,
that's not great. But yeah, you got a problem? You say it. But be nice.
Well, I think it's
until
worth
it's
noting.
Time to not be nice.
I think it's worth noting that as far as I've seen quite a few headlines. I've read quite a few articles about, yeah, people are showing up to these town hall meetings in crazy numbers, like jam-packed town hall meetings that normally would have drawn maybe a couple dozen people.
Maybe.
And yeah, they're using their First Amendment rights. They are speaking out and saying, hey, I am frustrated with you, my elected official, for voting in ways that I believe are going to cause serious long-term harm.
Or not voting.
Or not voting.
Or not voting. Not doing anything. I mean, totally abdicating your responsibility to the constituents who will have something to say to you. And the response from the leadership of the Republican Party is,
just don't go.
Just don't do those then.
But I haven't seen anyone arrested for legitimate harassment.
Right.
Just because you don't like what someone's saying doesn't make it harassment.
And just because you don't like what is being funded doesn't make it waste or fraud.
Right.
Abuse. I'm just saying.
These are terms that have agreed upon definitions.
Well, I mean, we'll change that. I mean, we have alternate facts.
Right. That old gem.
You know what I mean? So there you go. Derek Van Orden, the Republicans. You push back. You don't like what's happening in your constituency. They don't address it. They don't have an answer for it. Because they have willfully given up their power to Donald Trump and to Elon Musk and why Elon Musk? I mean, come on, man. This wall of receipts has been a joke the whole time. We've talked about a couple of conservatives that actually went through the receipts, found maybe two billion dollars, quote unquote, saved so far, which comes up to be what, 1/32nd or 1/36th of 1% of the federal budget, which
budget
they call
dust.
Budget dust. Republicans, put down the angel dust and get with it, man. People are not happy with it. For you to think that just because people come out and voice their opinions and their displeasure with you makes them protesters and worthy of arrest and Class B misdemeanor, man. I mean, what a snowflake.
What happened to the party of free speech?
Well, that you can't have that. I mean, it's free speech if you agree with my. If it's approved free speech, then it's fine. You call us out, you call us to the mat. Well, we can't have that. And again, these are Republicans are going to be. Are it's not just Dems. You know, these things are not going to just impact Dems. And we looked at the statistics. Red states rely more on the federal government safety net programs than do blue states. Blue states provide more money to the federal government than do the red states. I mean, just do those are the facts as I understand them. You can look it up. You can do your crunch your own numbers to see that. And if you agree with those numbers, well, certainly you have to understand then that these changes, these effects are going to impact negatively the megas more than it will anybody else. But that's not even the point. I don't want only one party to suffer or universal suffering. I want us to engage in self-governance in a productive way. And having an unelected bureaucrat like Elon Musk, when Trump said during his speech,
unelected bureaucrats is over.
It's the guy's.
That was one of the things that actually prompted at least a couple Democrats to come together and burst out into laughter and pointing.
Right. So I just don't get it. I mean, when you hear these facts, when you understand, you know, and put it into the proper context and see who's gonna be hurt by these things. Do you really think Derek Van Orden or House Speaker Mike Johnson that these are just professional protesters? Or do you think that maybe some of these folks might have even voted for you, are concerned about these actions and want to know what Congress is going to do about it? And so far, Republicans haven't offered anything other than a full-throated support of Donald Trump and Elon Musk and the process they're going through while we face down 1 week from today. Potential of a government shutdown. And how much news have you heard about what's going on there?
Very little. And I pay a lot of attention.
Very little. We do have some highlights, some updates on that as well. I'm going to get to your calls, 855-752-4842. We got time. We got LA Time in here real quick. Hey, Tom, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, guys. First off, we are headed towards the Trump session. I hope everybody holds on to their hats, but the Trump session.
Trump session.
I wanted to let you know also, I helped my mom one day make a phone call because Derek Van Odwan is her representative.
Ma. Yeah.
I know, right? And but the thing is, the guy cursed at me on the phone. I said that I don't want to see our tax dollars and I don't want to see tax breaks for people like Widow Hendricks. He blew up at me. Because I called her Widow Hendricks. Like, that was a disparaging name.
Oh, how dare you show such disrespect from the Megas who are always, always on the top of their game and so very polite. They're too nice. Hey, Tom, got a heartbreak coming up. Thank you for your calls. 855-752-4842. Coming back with more of yours.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
And welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show. Happy Friday to us all. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Jess P.S. joining me. She's on the board working hard. We're going to get to a couple more of the headlines here from the great state of Wisconsin. Throw this one out there for your consideration. Of course, we have an election coming up here.
Yes, we do.
Not so long from now. We've got 3 weeks from
3 weeks.
Oh, my God. Never ends, folks. This existence and self-governance. I mean, you could end if you just let somebody else do it.
But I'd rather not.
And they could stick it to you.
They could.
Do whatever they want because your lack of engagement and say having a say in it is essentially, you know, allowing them to do what they want. It's
right,
an endorsement.
But if you want it to stay as self-governance.
Self-governance.
Then it never ends.
Almost requires the self.
Indeed.
Indeed. I'm just saying. Brad Schimmel, he wants to be Wisconsin's next Supreme Court Justice. Urban Milwaukee reporting. I'm going to jump down to the body of the piece. We have some sound. Now, on the campaign trail, Schimmel is a Waukesha County judge and former Republican state attorney general. I think we were arrested under Brad Schimmel's reign, has repeatedly said he's running for the Supreme Court to bring impartiality back to the body.
Oh, is he?
He's claimed that since the court's liberals gained a majority in the 2023 election, it has been legislated from the bench on behalf of the Democratic Party. But in more private events and to more conservative audiences, he's often spoken more openly about his conservative politics. At a Turning Point event, he said prior to the 2024 presidential election, the country had, quote, walked up to the edge of the abyss and we could hear the wind howling. But the Republican Party and its supporters helped the country take a couple steps back by electing Donald Trump. Yeah, so they can get a running start. Democrats and their media allies still have bulldozers waiting to push into all that. I mean, this game. Anyway, Donald Trump doesn't do this by himself. There has to be a support network. Wait, what?
Yeah.
The impartial judge?
Uh-huh.
We have some sound. Let's hear some impartiality.
You got it.
From God, I can't believe this guy is still around. Brad Schimmel.
Donald Trump doesn't do this by himself. There has to be a support network.
Elon Musk.
And that, you know, they filed over 70 lawsuits against him since he took the oath of office.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Barely a month ago.
Mm-hmm. Overstepping his authority.
Over 70 lawsuits to try to stop almost every single thing
every
he's doing.
Every single unconstitutional thing.
Because they don't
thing.
Want him to get a win. They're so desperate for him to not get a win that they won't let America have a win.
They need a support network. Oh, how exactly, Mr. Schimmel, would you, as a Wisconsin Supreme Court justice, be a support network for Donald Trump? They filed over 70 lawsuits against him since he took the oath of office barely a month ago. Well, he's been signing furiously lots and lots of unconstitutional executive orders. And some of those he's lost, some of those he's won. Most of them, I think, he's lost or are still ongoing. But, you know, that's kind of how it works, Brad. You should know this. You're a judge. But I'm really curious to know how you, as a Wisconsin Supreme Court justice, would be part of that support network. If one of those cases came before you, Judge Justice Schimmel, what would you do? Do you prejudge it because it came from a Democratic law firm, Law Forward maybe? Would you automatically rule against it? Would you be objective? Could you be objective when you know, when you've stated, when you've preached that Donald Trump needs a support group, and what, you're that support group on the Wisconsin Supreme Court? Thank you, Brad Schimmel. All right, so just a little bit more here. Susan Crawford. Who's Susan Crawford? Well, apparently a lot of you folks don't know who Susan Crawford is. So I'm going to give you the quick rundown here, and I'm going to get your calls, 855-752-4842. Hope Carnop, reporting at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Well, you know, she's being endorsed by all sorts of liberal groups. So here we go. Crawford is currently a circuit court judge in Dane County, first elected in 2018. Presided over trials of homicide, sexual assault, domestic violence cases. Before that, she was a partner at Pines Bach, a Madison law firm often hired by Democrats. As a private attorney, she represented groups that fought for abortion rights and sought to overturn Act 10 and the state's voter ID law. Now, earlier in her career, she served as chief legal counsel to former Democratic Governor Jim Doyle and worked in the State Department of Natural Resources and Department of Correction. Also worked as an assistant attorney general under Doyle. Now, she's been endorsed by the State Democratic Party, the Wisconsin Education Association Council, Wisconsin AFL-CIO, Wisconsin Conservation Voters, Emily's List, Planned Parenthood Advocates of Wisconsin, and several labor unions. He's also backed by each of the court's liberal justices, Ann Walsh Bradley, whose retirement created the vacancy in the seat that's up for re-election. Of course, Rebecca Dallet, Jill Karofsky, and the most recent justice elected, Janet Protasiewicz. Now, while Schimmel has touted endorsements from dozens of Wisconsin sheriffs, Crawford is endorsed by the Dane County Sheriff Calvin Barrett and Milwaukee County Sheriff Danita Ball, plus retired sheriffs from Dane, Greene, and Chippewa counties. Crawford has raised $7.7 million since entering the race, including $4.5 million in the first month of 2025. State Democratic Party has funneled $3 million to her campaign. Labor unions have also supported her campaign. National big money donors have gotten involved in both campaigns. While individuals can only donate $20,000 to a candidate, they can send unlimited donations to state parties, which then transfer money to the campaign.
Didn't one of those candidates give explicit instructions about that?
They have in the past, certainly. Yeah. Investor George Soros, Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker, and LinkedIn co-founder Reid Hoffman have recently donated large sums to the state Democratic Party, which forwarded the money to Crawford's campaign. On abortion, in a recent interview, she called the U.S. Supreme Court overturning Roe v. Wade wrong, one of her campaign ads as she fought for abortion rights. What else we got here? Voter ID, stance on redistricting. So I would say she's 60 years old. She has a husband, Sean. They live in Madison, two adult children. She grew up in Chippewa Falls. Received her bachelor's degree in English from Lawrence University in Appleton, my old stomping grounds.
One of them.
And a master's degree in English from Indiana University, then attended University of Iowa College of Law, graduating in 1994. So good dumb pedigree, let's call it. I mean, kind of where you at on all the issues. And she's not Brad Schimmel. So there you go. A little bit on Susan Crawford. Vote for Susan Crawford. We got election coming up, folks. You want to... Self-governance, folks, you got to keep it up. And we need Susan Crawford in the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Come back with us. More of your calls. Also, the end of the day, man. Tell us something good. 855-752-4842. Welcome back to the Dom Salve Show. Happy Friday to us all. Getting through the days with your participation. 855-752-4842. Jess P.S. working hard on the board. Thank you, Jess, folks. We'll get to your calls in just a moment. I got a couple of topics to kind of throw out there quickly. Well, maybe at least one. We'll see what happens, and we'll go from there. You know? people are so excited about it. They keep calling. No, I appreciate it. This is why we do this. We have the conversations. Uh-huh. You call. We have more conversations.
This is the show.
This is how it's supposed to work.
Right.
I mentioned it a little bit earlier today. The president apparently wants the Declaration of Independence in this Oval Office.
The Declaration of Independence. Not a replica.
Well, he settled for apparently the copy only after initially asking aides if they could get the real document the Atlantic reported on Tuesday. I am referring to a summary over at the Raw story. Trump's request alarmed some of his aides, who immediately recognized both the implausibility and expense of moving the original document. The original Declaration of Independence established the United States is its own nation, standing alone from British rule, is nearly 250 years old and difficult to maintain. And not only that, I understand the Declaration of Independence is getting a Social Security check. Displayed in the rotunda at the National Archives building in Washington, D.C., it is perhaps the most treasured historical document in the U.S. government's possession. The original is behind heavy glass in an oxygen-free, argon-filled case that can retract into the wall at night for security. Because of light damage to the faded animal skin parchment, the room is kept dimly lit. Restrictions have been placed on how often the doors can even be opened, according to the report at the Atlantic. The Declaration of Independence. And my position is that he doesn't want this because he reveres the document. He wants it to hang on his wall like a hunting trophy.
Right.
Because that's what he's doing. Now, let's revisit just a few words, if I may. Of the Declaration of Independence. Because I'm not sure Trump ever read it. Or if you make it.
Oh, so many words.
Appreciate so many words. Can I get the Cliff Notes? Before AI, we had to use Cliff Notes, Jess.
I'm not that young.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights. Among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. These truths are self-evident, Mega, that all men, women, people are created equal. And these unalienable rights cannot be taken, cannot be given. These are rights of our existence. I know you, creator. Notice I said creator, not Jesus, just for you Megas out there. These are our rights. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Any king or dictator or authoritarian would push back on those rights, that you do not have the right to life and liberty and pursuit of happiness in those circumstances. You simply cannot. An absolute monarchy clashes at the most fundamental level with the unalienable rights of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. If a mad king can snap their fingers and take your head or throw you in the clink and the dungeons for the rest of your life or torture you, whatever, it's all fine. Because that's what absolute monarchies do. And for, so you Megas out there, when you think this is funny and you want to go down this road, remember what this document that Donald Trump wants to hang as a hunting trophy in the Oval Office, as something that he conquers. Because tell me, you cannot tell me that this man and these actions of this man appreciate and understand and agree with the Declaration of Independence, that we have unalienable rights, and that among these rights, among them, not only them, not only those rights, among these rights are the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And if your actions, if your candidate, if your behavior, if go against that, and you want to be involved in politics, then what are you doing? Tell me what you're doing. Tell me how a king can live like within these framework. Tell me how a dictator can appreciate the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Of course, they cannot. And that goes not just for me and Jess and Democrats out there and Republicans out there. It goes for everybody. It goes for the LGBTQ. It goes for everybody. Tall, short, black, white. It goes for everybody. Everybody. Everybody, we the people. You want to get under the other document? Now, he hasn't called for that one to be hung up like a hunting trophy yet, although he has been on the record suggesting that we get rid of parts of it.
Suspend it.
Going after folks that don't like what's happening, that would express their displeasure, to redress for the government, to use our freedom of speech, our right to protest, that somehow... Class B misdemeanor, Derek Van Orden, because you don't like people calling you out. We need to call them out all the time. And if you're not, I'm telling you, I don't care what where you are, what your thing is, what drives you. If we're going to get back to our most basic common denominator, lowest common factor, whatever the case is it not our founding documents and the appreciation of these certain unalienable rights that among those rights, multiple, many more than articulated as life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That's where I think we can all agree on, can't we? And if you can't, maybe you're not truly a patriot that you think you are. 855-752-4842. Let's get to it. Ollie from the Northwoods. Happy Friday, Ollie. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Well, I just am thankful that there is some clear-thinking person taking care of the Declaration of Independence. I was highly worried that someday we might see it on the wall in Mar-a-Lago's bathroom next to
the
Golden Visit.
Well,
or worse yet.
You know, but we're not out of the woods yet, Ollie. We got a long way to go. Well, I mean, that could be coming yet. He could just order it, right? Who's going to stop him?
Well, that's right, and I worry about it being sold on TV by Trump himself being hocked to the highest bidding country or oligarch.
Who? I mean, how very symbolic, right, Ollie, the fact that these guys could, well, maybe buy and sell it. I think we're not quite there yet, Ollie, but certainly appreciate it. Yeah, in the bathroom. I don't think anyone wants to be in a bathroom at Trump's Mar-a-Lago.
No, thanks.
Not with all the burgers and Diet Cokes going around. I'm just saying. Can't be great for the digestive system, man. Get some fiber, dude. 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. Do we have Mark yet? No, Mark. All right. Hey, Mark from the SAC. Yeah. Hey, welcome. Welcome. Yeah. Mark, what do you got for us?
I'm here. Yeah. Well, Derek Van Orden needs to be reminded that he only won by, you know, like less than 2% of the vote, or 3%, close, under 3% of the vote. 49, close to 49% of the people voted against Derek Van Orden. So he should expect to be there. At those meetings, you know, at, you know, maybe 50-50, and maybe people are not happy they voted for Mr. Van Orden.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just ridiculous that these guys are carrying on like they're carrying on like this, whining about, you know, people showing up there. We didn't hear this kind of hue and cry from the Democrats, from the Tea Party. People showing up saying, well, they should all be arrested and tossed in jail. And
if they would have, Mark, they'd have been that would have freaked them out even more, right? I mean, during that, and thank you for that. And I was trying to remember, like, how old I remember there was a lot of passion going on. Of course, it was the Black President time back then, and they people were very, very mad. But if the Democrats would have reacted in the sense and said, like Derek Van Orden did, oh, if you're gonna get arrested with Class B misdemeanor. I mean, they would have been even more freaked out. But now, for some reason, somehow, some way, that reverence for the First Amendment during the Tea Party is, of course, now a Class B misdemeanor. My, how things have changed.
Certainly, it's just terrible that Van Orden doesn't understand that. And I heard a clip this morning about how horribly the little Tea Party, not Tea Party, the little
the Doge?
Flying monkeys are treating people when they go into those offices, treating them so disrespectfully. If I was sitting in a reception room and one of the little Doge boys came in there talking like that, I'd say something to the little man and say and not be FCC compliant.
Yeah.
And say, you know, and if he gave me a poke in the chest, I'd say, you're just committing an assault, and I'll have your little ass arrested.
Yeah. No, it is, and come on, at that age, I got to be honest, Mike, I wasn't very respectful either. Hell, I'm barely respectful now, or respectable, I guess. Yeah, maybe they both work. Thank you, Mark. Yes, people, and I think people are, you know, rightfully upset. But it doesn't matter whether or not I think people are rightfully upset or not, or whether, because you know what? The folks that are going to show up at Derek Van Orden's town hall or Fitzgerald's town hall or Tom Tiffany's town hall or the guy down south, his town hall, they have the right to do that. And they certainly don't have the right to be death threats and throwing things and all that, but they have the right to stand up and speak. And if you don't like that, if you're going to be hosting these public forums, you better put your big boy pants on and expect that you're going to have some people that maybe don't agree with you. And you should be able to specify, articulate your position as to why this thing is or why that thing is. I mean, otherwise, what are you doing? You're in it for the free beer, Derek Van Orden? What are you doing? 855-752-4842. Connie from Stoughton. God, I always say it wrong. Connie, how do I pronounce your fine city properly?
Stoughton.
Connie from Stoughton. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Well, I'm a little perturbed about these ads that are on the TV for Susan for judgeship.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing the same thing to her that they did to Kamala. They've focused on one subject only, and that's women's reproductive rights and rape kits.
Now, are these, Connie? If I could specify here, are these the pro? The pro ads for her, or are these the Schimmel ads that are against her? What?
These are the ones that are against
pro Susan, you know, Crawford
for Schimmel.
Oh, these, okay.
Yeah, and if I was a man, I don't think that would sway me to vote for her. Hmm. And they did the same thing with Kamala when she was out there. It was all women's reproductive and stuff, and she lost. And I think if we don't get something out there to attract the men's attention to this idiot, I think we're going to lose again.
Well, it's certainly an important issue, Connie. I mean, you can't get away from that. And it impacts more than just the women. It impacts all the men in their lives as well. So I'm not against that, you know, bringing that up as a pro Susan Crawford kind of position. Like, she's going to defend a woman's right to choose. That's my understanding. But what else would you like to see? What do you think the other issues are that you would like to see highlighted?
Well, Schimmel's been along for a long time. He's a Walker throwback.
Mm, and, he sure
he's got a list a mile long that you could bring up to to get men's attention to vote against him. So I think this is just, I think we're messing up by just focusing on that one subject.
There are many subjects to focus on, Connie. Appreciate your observation. I hope I get what you're saying. I hope you're wrong, but let's get out there, kind of get folks out. We got an election coming up April 1st. Thank you, Jess.
You're welcome.
855-752-4842. All right. Tell us something good coming up next. But I just gotta throw this out there.
Okay.
All right. Real quick.
Okay.
Senator Rick Scott.
Yep.
Reveals Republicans are absolutely cutting Medicare from the New Republic. Notorious Medicare thief and Republican senator. Wait, what? During an appearance at the Rescuing the American Dream Summit, he said this. Medicare is going bankrupt. It's all going bankrupt. You know, inflation can't go away. Interest rates can't come down. So my belief, we're going to have to do this. Now, as the New Republic reports, Scott knows a thing or two about bankrupting Medicare. He served as CEO of Columbia HCA Hospital, which was fined a total of $1.7 billion in 2003. For filing false Medicare claims. At the time, it was the largest healthcare fraud in history. And while the particular honor has since been passed to another, Scott's honor remains unrestored. Rick Scott, man, talk about waste, fraud, and abuse, like legit fraud. He's the richest senator in the Senate right now. And he took the fifth 75 times. Come back with us. Tell us something good.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
And welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up. Oh yeah. Tell us something good. That's how we do it. It's Friday. Can't believe we made it, man. I know I've only been here a few days.
You worked so many days this week. Kind of.
You know, I just hope that, you know, folks, if you're looking for like a career, looking for something to do, please find the joy that Jay Ferguson has when he sings Thunder Island live like in 1977, man.
I've linked it in the notes before. I'm going to do it again today.
It is glorious. Thank you for that, Jess. It always puts a smile on my face. I want to hear something good. Let's talk about something good. It's been a long week. It's been a long couple of months.
A long while.
Tell us something good. 855-752-4842. Oh, we got more daylight, right?
Don't
we?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's something good.
Daylight savings a little dumb. Yes.
Yes.
We will be
dumb.
Getting some more.
I like more light.
Yeah.
Let's do that.
Sure.
I was talking to somebody the other day. Why don't they we spring forward, right?
Uh-huh.
At like Sunday morning, like 2 a.m.
2 in the morning, yeah.
Why don't we do it like a Friday at 4 p.m.? Make Friday 4 p.m., Friday 5 p.m.
Yeah.
Boom. We're out.
Dom for president.
That's what I'm saying, man. Well, I heard it at the bar last night. Wasn't my idea. It might have been Maggie's idea.
Maggie for president.
Maggie for president. Something good. I got to go hang out with Maggie a little bit yesterday. Our buddy Casper was in town. Got to go see Casper. Great to see our friend Lizzie as well. Terry over at the Roman Coin. Man, Russ from Lakefront was down there. They were breaking out like this new yummy beer. It was kind of caramely, something-somethingy. It was tasty. I don't know how much I could drink it, but like too many of them. But it was super yummy. And then Russ's wife May gave Terry a wonderful painting of Terry that she has. There's a painting of Terry's father who owned the bar initially. Yeah. Terry took it over, also on the wall. So the place was packed. We had a lot of fun. It was a great time. It's a lot of fun last night. But let's get to your something good. 855-752-4842. Just, you want to jump in or just go right to the...
Let's go to the lines first.
All right. Catherine from Madison, you have been holding the longest. Thank you for joining us. Tell us something good.
Hi, Dom. It's great to see you back, or hear you back.
Thank you.
I wanted to mention one thing before. I do have a brief one for something good, but I was thinking that maybe Donald Trump wants to get a hold of the Declaration of Independence so that he can correct it and adjust it with his little magic marker that he's got. And then hand it back with all the changes, like, we'll not do this and we don't do that, you know. So
that's great. Anyway,
I'm calling in. Yeah, I know. He's something else. I'm calling because it's something good that we all have and forget about. And that's that we live in an incredibly wealthy nation. We have so much money. We're, if not the richest, we're one of the richest nations in the country, in the world. Sorry, of course, in the country. But what I don't understand is why we have to cut our budget at all. We could be expanding our budget. And that's what we should be looking at. And all this stuff about cutting budget is just the wrong direction. We've got plenty of money. So I think we should just bask in the fact that we've got almost everything we need. We produce almost everything we need. And we've got plenty of money. So let's start spending it in the right spot and demand that our Congress people do the same thing.
Amen, sister. I'm down. I'm totally down with that. Unfortunately, you know, these Republicans, they're not. And this is all for the for tax cuts, to give tax breaks to the billionaires. Mm-hmm. We got a long way to go. You're absolutely right, though. We you know, be thankful for the things that we have and the opportunities that we have. And, you know, one of the big points about this country, it makes this country great, it are those opportunities. That's what draws people. People want to come here so they can pursue those dreams, pursue their happiness without you know, the gangsters and the authoritarian and whatever the case may be, because that's what it's all about. Thank you so much, Catherine. Appreciate your contribution. The original Claire, the OG Claire. Hey, Claire, happy Friday. What do you got for us?
Hey, Tom. I got another little joke for you so we can all laugh.
Okay. Bring it on.
Okay. What did the snail say as he was riding on the back of the tortoise?
Giddy up.
You're going too slow. What did the snail say while he was riding on the back of the tortoise?
He said, "Wee!"
Oh, Claire, thank you, honey. We appreciate it. The original Claire. Man, Claire's been listening for a long time. I know Claire from back in the Madison days, man. Oh. Thank you for playing along. Cute joke. Appreciate it. 855.
Wee!
855-752-4842. Our pal Gordy, you're up. Hey, Gordy, happy Friday, man. What do you got?
Hey, Dom, Jeff, great show. A good thing, after 40 years of suffering with these floaters in my right eye that would block my vision sporadically, I went in and had the surgery done. I was pretty hesitant about operations on the eye.
Yeah.
But now it's got amazing vision. And if anybody else is suffering from this thing, I recommend doing it. And the best part of the whole thing, it was paid by the social system and Medicare.
Right on, Gordy.
Appreciate it. Oh, God, great vision. You know, I have glasses. It's the first kind of I've ever had glasses. Never had glasses before. So I need to kind of get them redone. Jess, we got a little bit of time. You got anything you want to throw out there?
I'm going
to
go play D&D, and I'm really excited.
I'm really happy about that.
I'm really excited. I haven't been able to play in like 2 months, so I'm really looking forward to that.
Well, I'm going to go get some pizza with my lovely wife, my brothers-in-law, my mother-in-law. I'm going to go out and grab some pizza in Milwaukee, so I'm looking forward to that. Folks, thank you for joining us, for hanging out. Stay strong. If you're looking for something to do, go see Bernie down in Kenosha. He kicks it off, I believe, at 6:30. Congressman Mark Polkang going to be there as well, pushing back on the oligarchy, folks. Appreciate it. Have a wonderful weekend. Now, stick around. Pete Schwabba, the Nightlights, coming up next. Have a great weekend. We'll see you here on Monday with our pal, Harvey K.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.